Woof woof, here we go, another episode of the Sports Bet Non-Chasers. It's Paddy Garshagan here, and I sit next to a very tired Rhino Rosborough, who's sitting about four yards in the old away from the microphone.
Sorry, mate.
He's been up all night watching Cheltenham. Rhino, how are you, my friend?
I'm fantastic, mate. Thanks very much. Could have been better if I backed the winner yesterday at Cheltenham, but no, we'll move on.
You've been taking advantage of the Sports Bet money back second.
Oh, yeah.
Back special, second and third. First two races at Cheltenham.
Of course I haven't it. Yep.
Like that. Of course, I'm flanked on the other side by Andrew Gunner. Welcome, Andrew, my friend.
Hello, mate. Never heard you call me Andrew before, and quite frankly, mate, I feel uncomfortable.
You know, mate, I just like to call people their traditional names. It shows I'm being very serious. Fellas, it's been track record galore over the last couple of days since we last spoke. We'll run through them a little bit later. We've got to bloody say sorry a million times over for some appalling tipping last week.
It's not even a laugh matter anymore.
I sat on the couch, Richmond Oaks and Derby finals, baby, and I was ready to go. Oh, my boy, that just did not end well. You know Fabio, we'll get to that a little bit later, bloody went all right, and it probably should have won.
Probably should have. Too late to apologise, as they say.
It's too late. Fellas, a couple of little tidbits in the greyhound world this week that we'll cover off. We have a guest.
Ridiculously big show today.
It is a bumper. We have a guest, and we're going to spice it up a little bit. Instead of these two going through the races, of course, the Perth Cup and the Galaxy, the heats, which we'll cover off over there at in the West, we're going to get our guest involved in the analysis. The guest will be on the phone. I'm not going to announce who it is because it is a very, very important person. And I'm sure you listeners out there will know the voice of the great person that will be on the non-chase in about 10 minutes' time. So very excited. Stop smiling over there, Gunny, cheeky little devil.
I'm just looking forward to having this person on. So
it is exciting.
Can't contain the enthusiasm.
The Beast Trip Smacko's quiz will be coming back for a fourth instalment. Quizmaster very confident that this one's a good and a nice fair one. Show me the money. We're going to have to...
Or lack thereof.
We've actually, off air, we discussed that we might actually change the name of the segment to Don't Show Me the Money. We've opted to not allude to number figures which are on anymore until we get back into the black. So without further ado, I reckon, fellas, why don't we tick off the week that's been with Show Me the Money. I mean, I went Richmond Derby, you know, Fabio, I went for the little kiss of death. It was about $8. Rhino said it cannot win, and it should have won, I reckon. It
probably
absolutely flew around that last bend. It ran up the clacker of about four different dogs, and it just couldn't get out, and it ended up running a gallant third. I dare say that wins if that gets a clear run, fellas. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't disagree. Maybe you should have taken the each way option, mate.
I should have. No, I didn't. You got to risk it to get the biscuit to
That's
get
right.
into the black in this Show Me the Money game. And yeah, so I am just absolutely drooling down the leaderboard, and it is poor, but we push on. Gunner, how did you go, my friend?
Nah, second or third, I think, but yeah, not a winner, so it doesn't pay.
Well, who was it?
Huh?
Who was it?
Mpunga Wonder.
Oh, yeah.
Which is also running again at Sandown tomorrow night and looks a very good chance in the first race.
All right, well, I don't know, Rosborough, who did you go with, mate? Because you were nervous to say this.
I know, yeah, I know. Look, at least they know Fabio got beat. That's the main thing. The bloody backs won't bond it.
After he offered you whatever odds you wanted.
Yeah, I know. Look, listen.
Sweaty freckle around the home team.
If your granny held balls, she'd be your granda. It was second, it was beat, and it was my day of the day. Or third, sorry, and it was beat.
But last week he was saying how Black Opium was a big run in the Australian Cup, even though it didn't win, so come on.
No, I put up Rockstar B, probably one of the worst bets I've ever had in my life. he ran like a dog that had never seen a racetrack in his life. And it turned out to be one of the worst run group races I've ever actually witnessed in my life. Like, it was,
you know,
an absolute shit show from start to finish. Like,
hello to all the connections there.
Sorry, yeah, look, I really apologize for that. Like, but like, it was not, and it was not a pretty watch.
You know, I was, as I said, sitting on the couch at my house, Sky Racing 1 on, of course. It's just a thoroughly enjoyable part of my Friday night ritual now, and I tipped it to all my housemates, and we were all riding Rockstar Beavers, like, boys.
Based on its rug colour.
I'm telling you, this Rhino man, he knows his shit in New South Wales. And, oh, my little sweet Lord, it jumped out of the... jumped out of the boxes, and I think wanted to go straight back into the boxes, didn't it, Rhino?
I don't know. He just ran like a dog that actually had never seen a racetrack. Like, that's, I couldn't work it out. Have you seen the dogs that he competed and beat with the week before, and even on the one turn track, wherever that was, he just stormed through and won. Like, that just wasn't the same dog. I don't know. Look, listen, I'm not putting any ideas in people's heads about him, but he's obviously got something loose in his head, like the dog.
That is the sound of Ryan Rossborough backpedalling everyone. Very good stuff. Yeah. Great little segue there. We said Rockstar Beav wanted to maybe go back into the barriers, Andrew Gunner. The week boxes. That's been... Or boxes, maybe. The week that's been in the Greyhound fraternity, we'll call it. Two very, very peculiar things happened this week, Andrew Gunner. And I want you to fill us in. The first one happened at... Is it the Gardens in Sydney? Little trial.
Yeah, solo trial.
Take it from here.
Solo trial for a dog. Loaded up and ready to pounce. The lure came around with the green light on and boxes open, and he just looked surprised to see daylight. He came out of length and turned to the right and saw what was happening, and then turned back to the left and didn't make it off the carpet. And out came the lead again and back on, and maybe back for another run at it, I think.
Had no idea, poor old Max Offer. Listen to this, fellas. Now, it was lining up, as you said, in a trial. It was by itself. It didn't have any other dog there whispering down its ear, tickling it. No. There was no funny business going on here. And as you said, it jumped and it didn't know what to do. Now, that's come from a family that's won 65 races and over 150K in stakes earnings. If you're an owner of that, that's a
well, you never know.
It's a tough road back from there, isn't it?
Yeah.
All sorts of embargoes and got a trial a couple of times and all that jazz before it ever gets a chance to go around again. Max Offer.
Yep. That's go on, Max.
Need to go better than that. The other one, Andrew.
Yes.
You've been waiting. Patrick. You've been waiting to tell us all about this one.
At Goulburn.
Yes.
So smart dog that didn't follow all the others into the catching pen decided he'd go his own merry way. No fence down the outside there at Goulburn, so he made his way outside of the advertising hoardings on the home bend there and decided to go his own way, which reminded me a couple of years ago at Goulburn where there was a dog coming down the home bend there, and the harness track runs on the outside at Goulburn. Anyway, this dog disappears out the back of the telly, as Rhino would say, and don't know where he's gone. And then as they're approaching the winning post, you see this dog screaming down the harness track. So maybe they need to fence him in a bit better there at Goulburn because they can get a bit loose.
Well, they run him bloody 10 times a week there just about, because they moved the Canberra meeting to Goulburn, didn't they?
So just going across the border now.
Remarkable stuff. That's the world of greyhounds, boys. Exciting. Andrew Gunner.
Yes, now, mate.
This guest is... We've had Corey Grenfell, we've had Rob Britton. We've had two Group 1 guests. Yep,
we've had Rob Britton four times.
Only aired once. Now, I'll safely say this is the first crack at this guest. And Andrew Gunner has pulled through once again. Now, this man, you will recognise his voice.
Yes.
We're going to get him on. We're going to go through the heats of the Perth Cup and the Galaxy. There's a little clue of what he may or may not offer, but I'm going to hand it over to Andrew Gunner, who is going to introduce our very special third ever guest on the Non-Chasers.
Right, we have to give this man a fitting introduction, because anybody that tunes into Western Australian racing would be familiar with Pete O'Neill's dulcet tones when he introduces the card for the night.
Pete O'Neill.
So in true fashion, here's an ode to Peter O'Neill before he joins us. Hello and welcome along to a beautiful nine-race preview of the Non-Chasers as the fluorescent lights shine down upon our level 13 studio and the air conditioner blows a gentle breeze through the indoor Chinese money trees. As we welcome in the voice of WA Racing, the great Pete O'Neill, Paddy presses play on the mixer, picks up the microphone, content that he can do no more.
Wow, hey, Pete, are you there?
Oh, that's very, very, very good. Oh. Just the palm trees. And the sun setting over the beautiful Coogee Beach.
Pete, welcome to the Non-Chasers, mate. I just wanted to let you know that the first guest we had was Corey Grenfell, and then Orson Allen happened to lose the following week. Then we had Rob Britton on the show, and Tornado Tears managed to lose at $1.20. We've got you on this week. Now, we're bloody hoping to God you don't lose your job, mate. So we're just saying.
But there is a possibility. After last Sunday, we had the Greyhound of the Year, and the Media Personality of the Year went to a guy who did a segment for 2 minutes. So all the work that I do over the year obviously wasn't too well received. So you never know. It could be replaced. But what an outstanding weekend of chasing we had ahead of us this Saturday night.
Mate, we do. We are very excited, and we've changed things up a little bit this show. We're actually going to get you and your take on every heat in the Perth Cup and the Galaxy, and we'll sort of pop in along with a few questions here and there, mate. So we'll get stuck into the first race, obviously over 5:20 there at Cannington, the cool, crisp air at Cannington, we like to call it. Not available is the second favourite to the dog we mentioned before, Orson Allen, mate, out of the blue rug. What's your take on it, mate?
Orson Allen obviously deserves to be favourite and is a short price favourite, although drifted a little bit, I think, earlier on during the week. The Horsham Cup winner, Cranbourne Cup winner, second in the Temley. Not available, has got a remarkable record from box number one and has had, importantly, two or three starts over here in WA. I always have a question mark over Victorian or Eastern States chasers that come across without having a look at the track. If Orson Allen can get through to the final, it'll certainly be a lot better next week.
That is a voice I could set my watch to.
I'll tell you two people that should be worried about their jobs on this show are Ryan and myself, because that was very crisp.
Very nice. So Orson Allen for you there, Pete.
Yeah, so Orson Allen on top, although I really do like Not Available because of the box draw, box number one. Not a lot of other depth. I think it's a racing two.
Very nice. And our resident boys on the show, Rhino and Gunner, who are you going with?
Yeah, I was very keen on Not Available, just on the draw, as Pete says. I think that his record is immaculate, and by virtue that he's already seen the track once or twice is a big advantage.
Gunner?
Yeah, I think that Orson Allen and Not Available have found their price. I don't really see much value between those two. So if I was going to play in this race, I'd have a box exacta with dogs 1, 3, and 4.
Very nice. All right, Pete, let's crack on to race two. Dinah Paddy, the namesake to your great host here on the show, going out at $1.35 in the yellow rug out of the 5 slot.
It was awesome last week, and the fact that it's Paddy's day on Sunday, might be home and dead for the weekend. Dinah Paddy from box number one was brilliant. The way that she dropped off Our Star West on Horvey last week was just mind-boggling. I couldn't believe it. She's the Australian Cup winner. She's in a squeeze box, so a little bit of a concern there. The Pacific Owl has speed and should be able to bring her across. Alicante Boucher joining box number one for Benny Ruling. A speed machine, I think, will be leading. Just questionable over the 520 metres, but yeah, I'd be on Dinah Paddy. And I think Kiss Me Linda might have had a run in the second.
Very nice. Now, you mentioned there that it's St. Paddy's Day on Sunday. How does our resident Irishman prepare for that one, big Rhino over here?
Mate, I got to find a spot with a good bit of Guinness somewhere knocking about in the town, CBD somewhere. Race two. Look, Dinah Paddy looks obvious to me. Look, I wish Pete didn't mention this. I actually had a quietly small fancy for Kiss Me Linda in 6. I think that she was running really well in the puppy race or the puppy competition that was on in Cannington recently. And I just think that she'll get plenty of room on the run to the corner. And just with a bit of luck, she'll make one and win a big prize.
Very nice. I like a little bit of debate here. You've got Pete on the phone. You've got Rhino's St. Paddy Day's coming up. It's, it's exciting stuff. Gunner, how about you, mate?
Yeah, Dinah Paddy, you're definitely the best runner in this race. There's not a huge amount of speed underneath her, so I don't think she has to be at her best to be up in the van. But the dog on her outside can show a bit of early toe. Just at the price, I thought Alicante Boucher from box one has really good stats, so I'd go with that. It's also 30-1 in the all-in, so if you can get place odds about it making the final and it draws well, that might be a good play.
Exciting stuff. All right, Pete, Miss Splendor Miro, another short favourite, $1.65 out of the 2 rug in the third race, mate. What's your take on it?
Well, she hasn't seen the track either. David Gill came across last year with his outstanding chases and ran second in the final behind Trooper Minnelli. Benali won the consolation of the Cup last year. Campini is a flying machine, has already been backed. There's a few young punters over here that think Campini needs to draw the fence to be able to win. I'm fairly confident about Campini being able to get across, find the top, as long as he can cross Miss Splendor Miro, and he is a flying machine. The owners of Campini actually put up $10,000 recently to have a match race with West on Orby, and they wanted Rawa, which is the racing authority over here, to put up another $10,000. Unfortunately, the connection to West on Orby weren't keen, but he's a very, very smart pup, Campini, trained by Paul Stewart, who's a master trained the great Miata, and I'd be putting money on Campini in the third heat.
Pete, what do you
think? Another one I should throw in as well. Likes outside draws and did win our Group 2 All-Stars, but I think might have gone a miss over in Victoria. It's not the same greyhound before he went across there.
Yeah, you beat me to it, mate. I was going to ask you what your thoughts on Chips and Trains was. Miss Splendor Miro is really well drawn. I'd be sticking with her here. Benali, I couldn't have in this race because Campini, I think, will cut across its nose early and its race will be over. I'd just rather stick with Splendor Miro, who's going to do more things right than Campini, that can get back a little bit and need a bit of luck.
Yeah, I am not a fan of Campini in any shape or form. I understand he's an aeroplane. Look, I understand that. I think he's very, very draw dependent. I think he needs one or two to actually come out and win. Splendor Miro might have had to look around, but I think by far and away she's as classy. She's as classy as Campini, or maybe not as quick, but certainly in terms of ability, I think she could definitely crack out and win there. Campini's not the kind of dog that I follow, unfortunately. Fast, but stupid.
Some bold things being said here by Rhino. He's got Pete on the other line, and he's not afraid to shout it out. All right, race four, West on Orgy, $1.45, Pete. Another one of these short price favourites. I tell you what, might be worth just sort of multiing these ones up to start your night off. What do you think?
I think so too. I think West on Orgy, if he had finished a lot closer last week to Dinah Patty, then he'd probably be $1.20 on Saturday night. I think he'll improve. So he had a week off in between the runs. Chris Hawks is a master trainer and drawn box number four with a couple of slow beginners around him. I just see him finding the top and he can run some really quick sectionals. If he missed it slightly, and he does do it now and again, then Jade's Blade, who you might be able to get some each way odds about, is a real danger. Drawn out in the pink, she's got a remarkable record out wide, and she is one that could get across and really cause an upset here in the fourth heat if Orgy does anything wrong at the start.
Yeah, there's no doubt that Jade's Blade's well drawn and has very, very good early speed. West on Orgy really should be winning this. I haven't seen him miss a start for a while now. He's been in terrific form. The other one that I like but needs luck is Dinah Dean, drawn in box two.
Absolute certainty.
Oh, he likes to go for the old certainty over here, Pete. He calls it a wife and kids job. Old Rhino Rossbury has had about 10 for the season and they're generally pretty good, as my Pinocchio nose grows. All right, race five. We've asked for an open race and finally we've got one. You could just about throw a candy wrapper over these. I'd love to hear Pete's opinion on race five, the fifth heat of the Perth Cup, Pete.
BB. And it's for the Irishman, Ryan Paddy, Quint Jagger, owned by a couple of Irish boys that you can't understand unless you've had a Kilkenny or Guinness beforehand. And this dog was set originally for the Galaxy, had a couple of injury concerns, has had a few runs recently over the 600 metres, very fit, the track record holder, slow beginners, or there's a quick beginner Crash Bandicoot on the inside. He's very, very strong, and I just pray and cross my fingers that he jumps with them on Saturday night, and I think he'll be going through to the final. I think he can get around about $19 into the final without Quick Jagger. Hecton Bale, the former Australian Cup winner, I don't think he's the same dog since he's come across to Western Australia, and there has been some support for West on Hazel, but I really like Quick Jagger in the fifth heat.
Hey, I'm going to stick with where the support's come from. I'm tipping West on Hazel in box eight.
I thought that It's a Bulldog has got a few snips or lines of form that could definitely put him in with a chance in this race. I hope he just gate crashes out and makes all. But obviously, I think Quick Jagger's the big danger.
It's a Bull for Crystal Shinners. That's a surname. All right, race six, the final of the heats here, Pete. Another relatively open one. I mean, Hasten Slowly is at $2 currently, continuing to drift. And other than that, it's really sort of Bundles galore and incredible hero that looked the other big chances. But what's your take on it, Pete?
Well, Bundles galore was one of our best chases going back 6 months ago, and then had an injury, major injury concern. I think he did a hop. At his best, he is a very, very quick dog, has an incredible record from inside draws. And I was speaking with the connections on Sunday night at the Greyhound of the Year, and they said he's flying. So on that basis, Bundles galore is going to be very, very hard to beat. Hasten Slowly won the Queensland Greyhound of the Year last weekend. I think from memory, first look at the track, or did he trial last week? In fact, no, he trialled last week, so he has had a look at the track. Time wasn't overly quick, but certainly can improve.
A little bit of inside mail there from Pete, so geez, done his homework for today's show.
Well, you know what I'll be doing then? I'll be taking that in the tipping competition at the end of the program.
All right, well, fair enough. I liked Hasten Slowly, but not at the price, so I'm going to tip West on Holly.
I was really, really keen on Hasten Slowly. I thought he'd just crack out and win. Well, not crack out, but I think that he would have a bit more pace and race. Obviously, I didn't know about the information about Bundles galore. I just thought he was completely off the boil, but that makes sense with the injury. But I just think Hasten Slowly should be lengths better than the rest then.
Very good. Well, it was good to see you scribbling down the red pen over there for Bundles galore. Pete's big inside mail tip. All right, we get to the Galaxy Heats now. The real Swift fantasy distance sort of stuff now. 715 metres here at Cannington. There is a dog going around currently at $1.08, Pete O'Neill, and it goes by the name of Tornado Tears. It just can't lose, can it?
Yeah, it's over $1.08. Like it's giving away money. If they're prepared to put up $1.08, I think it'll start at $1.02. It's just an absolute certainty. The weakest field that you'll see in a heat of a Group 1 anywhere in Australia. George Box, number 7. He trialled the other night, so he'd seen the track. I've never seen a dog hug the rail so much as what he did. Even though it was only a trial, he broke the track record over the 600, and he'll probably break the track record on Saturday night.
What has to happen for Tornado Tears to botch it on Saturday night? Barring the box not opening, what has to happen?
Nothing will happen. He could fall over, do a somersault, and still win this.
Love it.
I agree with
you. I'd love to see that.
He could do a Goulburn special and sort of run around the harness track like something sort of similar happened this week.
Yeah. It's probably because of the fact that he came across early and the connection said he was coming across early, probably scared a few of the Eastern States rivals from wanting to come across. It's $10,000 prize money. Mm. And the first two and the two quickest thirds get through because there's only three heats that... Yeah, he's just putting a takeout.
Fantastic stuff. Well, it goes without saying that Gunner and Rhino will be on Tornado Tears heavily. All right, race 8.
All right. I was just going to say, so it goes if you're looking for something else outside of that to place if you don't like the short odds.
Very nice. Okay, race 8, another $1.45. They are, I was going to say, it was Bundles galore of these $1.40, $1.50 favourites. Moment to Jive out of the 5. Again, Pete, another short price favourite here in Perth.
Yeah, well, she's had the measure for all of these greyhounds. West on Hawkeye, Rockstar Patriot outshines. I can't see her getting beaten again. She should be able to make it through. She's been racing Group 1 company over on the East Coast. She's our best star at the moment. She's a few lengths off Tornado Tears, but let's hope she gets through and we'll try and talk it up to try and have some sort of West Australian flavour in the final.
Yeah, I see her winning here as well. If you don't like the short odds, there was even money about her to place throughout the series. If you can find someone that will just bet you the place, I'd go Moment to Jive to place for the whole thing, because there's not a lot of speed dogs that are competing in this series. I think she'll run top three in the final.
Yeah, absolute certainty. I don't see how she's going to get beat. Probably the one in second is the one that's probably sick of seeing her rear end. That's that West on Hawkeye. But yeah, she should just go through and win that.
Very good.
I don't see any doubts.
I like it, Rhino. All right, we get to the last, the ninth race on the card. Jumping at 12:37 in the morning on Sunday for us playing over here in the East. $1.70 favourite and $1. What is going on? Is Willie Pike riding these greyhounds or something over there? It is craziness. There's shorties everywhere. Reedy's runner $1.70 currently, and Bark Hartley at $1.90. Looks a two-dog race in the last heat in the Galaxy, doesn't it, Pete?
Well, the bookmakers should be pulled before an inquiry here. How can you have in a six-dog field two runners under $2, right? You know, we have to have some.
Well,
have some.
You've got the two. You've got the two people that you'd want to be asking the question. Andrew Gunner frames these markets, yep. And if he doesn't do it, Ryan Rossborough is Gunner, right, yep. Does it? Answer yourselves, boys. Hey,
we're not charities, Pete. If that's their true price, then that's what price they are.
Wow. What do you think their price should be, Pete?
$3 each or two.
I think Reedy's runner was brilliant when he actually defeated Moment to Drive two starts ago. An important thing for punters to listen in early on Saturday night is the weight variation. Reedy's runner two starts ago came in a kilo less than what his normal racing weight was, and he brained them. And then last week, I think he was back to almost normal, and his run was ordinary. Now, whether that has anything to do with it, we'll see what he comes in at on Saturday night. And he'll qualify for the final. Whether or not he can beat the Carly depends on what Reedy's runner turns up. He's a very, very good dog on his night, but gee whiz, he can be missing on occasions as well.
Got some digestion issues. A kilo variance in a greyhound is quite a bit.
He's working hard. He's running 715 metres, mate. I run 715 metres and I lose 5 kilos.
Mate, if you needed to lose a kilo, I'd recommend you skip the morning snack. The amount that you eat.
Oh, that's enough from you. All right, Pete, so are you with Reedy's runner or Barkali? Sorry, I must have missed it.
Yeah, I don't know. I really don't know. If Reedy's runner turns up, then I'm with Reedy's runner. That's probably why Gunner's got the market the way he has. If Reedy's runner doesn't turn up, then Bacali wins. But I'll go Bacali because I'm just not sure with Reedy's runner.
Very good. Rhino, I was actually
really keen on Reedy's runner. I thought that his recent form was of much better type than what Barkali's is. Barkali is arguably is a better dog, but recent form suggests to me that Reedy's runner should be at the forefront of the market, I think, anyway.
Very nice. There you have it.
Yeah, I'm tipping Bacali. I just think he's been so unlucky his last few starts, competing at the top level each run. He's really well drawn. I think he's a chance to almost lead this, and he'll be hard to catch.
Very good. Pete, we really appreciate you coming on there, as I've got something stuck down my throat. Well played. That's not very good for a podcast host. Mate, we want to ask a couple more questions before we go. We've got you on the line here all the way over there in the west. You've probably only just woken up this morning. It's
With
the time difference.
Yeah. Nice and early. Gunner had a few for you, mate. What was it?
Oh, one question I wanted to ask you, Pete, was about the WA greyhound industry. Whilst a couple of other states have probably struggled in terms of their breeding and their overall race numbers, I think WA has actually done pretty well during a tough period. What are your thoughts on that?
We've done okay. Back in 2008, our Galaxy was the Australia's richest staying race. It's now still on the same stake money 11 or 12 years later. So we haven't progressed. And while I see Victoria doing quite well since they've come out of the debacle a couple of years ago, I think we really have struggled in regards to a lot of people over here didn't want to breed. So we're seeing the lack of nominations as we see in the Galaxy. And this is the first time that I can remember that we haven't had eight heats of a Group 1 Perth Cup series. So we are struggling a little bit. And there are some smart greyhounds that are being bred over here in Western Australia. So I think we are turning the corner and we are on the improve, if that makes sense.
And you've seen a couple of handy Victorian dogs towards the end of their careers now being bought and going over to the West. Obviously, some people there in the industry see WA as a good opportunity because you do race for very good prize money.
Well, we don't have a lot of 520-metre greyhounds, so if you purchase dogs from the eastern states, if you can get them, and it's fairly difficult to purchase them, but if you can get them across here, they can come through and race through their grade. We've seen some of the ones that have come across from Wheelers that the Cradellis have purchased. They were hoping that most of them would be in the Perth Cup series. Hecton Bale is. They're greyhounds that certainly can recuperate with the stake money on offer, can recuperate the money for the connections, because we have over here in WA the richest provincial and country prize money anywhere in Australia. Now, city prize money probably needs to get a boost, but the other two are well ahead of most states.
Pete, just a quick one. I don't know if you listen to this show too often, but we're massive fans of Poke the Bear and Black Opium. It was all set in stone from what I heard that they were going. Do you know any? Did you hear anything as to why they didn't make the trip?
I'll have to have a Kilkenny so I can actually understand the question.
Well, it's basically just...
The Shona Thompson greyhound?
Yeah.
So I believe one of them went amiss during the week. Which one that was, I haven't been able to find out. But there was the intention on Tuesday morning. She booked accommodation over here with a trainer to be able to leave her dogs and send them across. And then something happened on Tuesday morning with one of them, and we'll probably see in the nominations over the next week on which of the three that she was planning on bringing across doesn't get nominated. But we were excited. She came on our radio station, TAB Radio, last week and said that Poke the Bear and her other two greyhounds that were placed in the Australian Cup were definitely coming. And, yeah, at the last minute, she decided not to come because one of them wasn't quite right.
Wow. We'll have to get our people digging onto that one and find out who it is. I hope it's not Poke the Bear. I mean,
it's not Deliver because it's running tomorrow night at Sandown. But
yeah. Leave it to the other one.
Yeah.
Jeez. Poor Pokey Bear. All right, Pete, we like to play a quick game with our guests when they come on to the non-chasers. It goes by the name of Know Your Tracks. Now, you as a caller, I think would know most of your distances in WA. There are only three tracks in WA.
You'd hope so.
So I've chucked a couple of interstate ones in there just to really test you. So I'm going to give you the distances and you're going to tell me what track it is and we're going to see if you can get three out of three. Here's a nice easy one to start you off. This track has a 715-metre box, a 600-metre box, a 275, a 380, and a 520.
Cannington.
Bang.
If you got that wrong, I was going to get really worried.
One from one. Well played, Pete O'Neill. All right, let's move a little bit east. There's a clue. This place has a 515-metre box, a 595, and a 715-metre box.
Also Sandown.
It is. Ding. Well done, Pete. Very good. Now, this is the lucky last, and I think this one might be a little bit trickier. This dog track has a 400-metre box, a 330-metre box, and a 535-metre box.
Oh, it's a real stab. Richmond?
Wow.
Yes. He's done it. You missed a couple of other distances there, mate. You could have added a few more in, but did very well,
I'm going off the Greyhound recorder, mate, and that's the distances I get. Pete, very well done, mate. That's three from three. Obviously knows his tracks, the great
certainly does.
Voice of the West. Ever thought of dipping into thoroughbred calling, Pete, or are you sticking with the Greyhounds for now?
I did try it when I was younger. I wanted to be a jockey, and then I tried Gallops call, and I went to a venue over here in Western Australia at Carnarvon, and the 1,200-metre start was so far away, they were little black dots, and I thought, never again.
They run them on the sand over in Carnarvon, isn't it, just about?
Yeah, it's like a oil-based track. Yeah.
Very good. All right, Pete, I reckon that just about wraps us up, mate. Any, if you were going to have your absolute best for Saturday night, what would it be, mate, and why is that?
Saturday night, I'll say Quick Jagger, because I think we'll get a little bit of value. I think if we, as Gunnar mentioned earlier on, if we put a few of the shorties in and all up, I think you'll do quite well. I think most of the favourites will get through. But I do like Quick Jagger. And also Bundles Galore is maybe one if Hasten Slowly gets rolled. Bundles Galore might be able to get through as well. I'm not sure if Pikey's riding on Saturday, but that's quite what you like.
Yeah. There you go. Well, they'll be going nice and late into the night at Cannington. Pete, we can't thank you enough for being the third guest on the Non-Chasers. Gunner, Rhino, any final thoughts, mate, as we let the great man go?
No, did a sensational job, Pete, and thanks very much for coming onto our silly show and injecting a bit of serious analysis.
Yeah, no, it was great. Thanks very much, mate. Massive fan as well for the tips and Saturday nights later on.
He has been scribbling here with a Sharpie the whole time. He's been drawing all sorts of weird things, but it looks like he's been taking them down. Pete, once again, mate, thank you very much, and have a good call on Saturday night, mate.
Thanks very much for your help.
See you, Pete.
See you, Pete.
Pete O'Neill, everyone, very good third non-chasers guest. That was thoroughly enjoyable. I wanted to ask him if he's ever been bumped to Sky 2 because...
No, nah, not just, at that time of night.
Oh, no, it just didn't feel right.
Nah.
Fellas, money back special races 1-3, Vic, New South Wales, Wednesday to Saturday, up to $25 back in bonus bets in your Skyrocket if you run second or third, Gunner.
Yes, so just make sure it's now races 1-3 rather than 4, 5, and 6. With the footy seasons kicking off in the next couple of weeks, we want to make sure that our greyhound punters are getting looked after before that sort of silly stuff kicks off.
Well, that's smart because you know you get to put a couple of greyhound bets on.
That's
and,
right.
And you can invest into a first goal scorer bet, mate. And,
that's right.
Take advantage of the AFL promos, which are going to be very exciting.
It is promos galore.
It is.
So won't spend too much time on these. So races 1-3 tomorrow night at Sandown. Race 1, number 1, Mapunga Wonder. Race 2, number 1, May Hayes. And race 3, number 1, Crimson Vixen.
Yes, Rhino. So straight to the glorious McDonald's lights of Dapto. yeah, race 1, the really poor maiden. I went with the 8, Perfect Everest. Race 2... back arm Nikki, just if she crashes out and does what she does, I think she'll go on and win. I'm race three. The one dog's going to be very short, Frisky, but I would like to oppose him with a dog called Stay Curious.
Very nice.
In box four.
There you go. A little bit of insurance here.
Did you say that dog's name was Frisky?
Yeah, Frisky.
Frisky and Stay Curious in the same race. Okay.
You can There's also one called Love Me Heart. So that's
Stay Curious.
It's a real Valentine's Day race.
One of the seven sports bet values, mate. Stay Curious.
One of the wonders.
Yeah. Boys, the quiz.
Here we go.
The quiz brought to you by Schmacko's Beach Beach. What? The quiz brought to you by Schmacko's Beef Strips. And you'll have the stinger. It's so good.
Stinger's so good.
This is a goodie. I'll say it every week. It's 2-1, isn't it? Two to Gunner, one to Rhino. Yes, it is. Well, that's what I'm saying.
Okay. I don't think it is, but...
All right. The quiz. Question number one. Who came second last in the Richmond Derby on Friday night?
Bloody hell, I couldn't even name you three dogs. Gunner. Good. Rockstar.
Came last. That's why I didn't want to rub it in. Came last. It's good to see that your Gunner buzzer was working.
Yeah,
as
you
well.
Didn't test us today. We don't have time.
Mate, I really don't know. It was a pub race. I don't know.
Why do I think I've brought the best quiz ever every single time and you guys splatter at the first question?
Mate, he's priced the race and have a look at him struggling.
Mate, I don't know. I actually don't know.
You don't want to have a crack.
Mate, I couldn't name you another dog except you know Fabio and I know it ran third.
Yeah, what would I say if it's a dog you were talking about saying being able to put it up on the back straight in terms of time to Orson Allen and Poco Dorado?
Oh, Randall.
Yep.
Two times twice. No, he wasn't even in the
race. Oh, Gunner. No, she was in the Oaks. So I was going to say Mystic Ride.
I'm sorry. I really don't know.
Okay. It's two words. First word starts with S. Second word is something you bang nails in with.
Gunner. Slingshot hammer. Yes. That's the advantage for him gone now.
Far out.
So 1-0.
All right, Gunner's 1-0 Gunner. Question number two. Which DJ group had a smash hit called Greyhound in 2012?
Rhino.
Yep.
Swedish House Mafia.
Yes. Ding. Well done. You're doing well, my friend. You're doing well. 1-0.
I'm not actually sure what happened in my life in the last 15 seconds.
That was just cataclysmic. All right. Race three, question
catastrophic.
Three. The fastest ever recorded greyhound speed, according to funtrivia.com.au.
Gunner.
Yep.
Average speed?
No.
Or top speed?
Top speed. You can give it to me in kph or mph.
Do you want decimal? To what?
It has to be within the kilometre per hour.
72.
Yes. Well done.
I'm glad you got that because I didn't want to have a stab at it.
Yeah. Question four. The date of the 2019 Irish Derby.
Oh my. September.
Mate, is your buzzer even working?
Oh, Rhino, sorry. Sorry.
Did I technically buzz in before
you? You buzzed in before him.
September?
Yeah, I don't want the date.
Rhino, September 19th.
No.
So this could go down to 30 guesses here. September 21.
Oh, fire out. How do you win the quiz every single time?
I gave you a good marker, though, with September 19. Like,
I cannot gift a man. I've led the man to water.
Mate, he's
completely
gone. I've
led the dog to Schmackos. I've led the dog to everything. And he doesn't want to eat. All right, question five for the sake of goodwill. There's one track, tab recognised track in the Northern Territory.
Gunner, Darwin.
Yes. 4-1.
I don't even know what the Northern Territory is.
That was, oh my God.
Shikadawan.
Yeah. That was poor. I'm going to come next week and say I've got the worst quiz in
What's going worse? Show me the money or the quiz.
The quiz is good, but you guys just clearly don't know much about greyhounds.
Mate, I got 4 out of 5 questions correct.
Spare me. All right. Let's wrap it up with Show Me the Money.
Here comes the money.
Here we go. Money talks.
Here comes the money.
Just stinger holds it together, boys.
He understands now.
It's the glue of the show. It holds us together.
He's media trained.
As we said earlier, we'll not be mentioning how much we're actually down. A, for responsible gambling means, and also for we don't want to tell you, because we will get back into the black. And when we do get close, we will let you know what we're at. Andrew Gunner, who are you going to go with in your Show Me the Money selection for episode?
At the park tomorrow night at Sandown, race 7, number 8, It's a Frenzy. I think it's around the $3.50 mark. That's mine for the week.
Very nice.
Can I
Hungy, full strength bet, or are you going 50 edge way?
Yeah. No, that price, no. Hungy, okay. On the nose, right. On the snout.
Can I go for it? Like,
yeah, okay. Man,
I'm going to go for a treble.
Oh, wow. Can't pick one winner, but we're going multis.
What's now? I'm going to go West on Oggy in race 4. I'm going to go Hasten Slowly, race 6. And I'm going to go, what's the bitch called? Oh, yeah, Moment to Jive in race 8.
Okay.
I could probably throw in Tornado Tears, but there's no point. So, no, I'm going to go with them three.
I'll throw in Tornado Tears.
Them three. Yeah, go, okay. Yeah,
another 8%.
On. Yeah, go ahead. Stick Tornado Tears, and that's the 4-timer.
Yeah, okay.
And are you doing that lay of the day?
No, I've still got my selection to come.
Oh, shit, right, okay. Oh, sorry, yeah.
I'm going with Bunnings galore.
When it comes to profanity, you set the benchmark last week, and Paddy let it go to air. So
I don't think
sugar honey iced tea is too bad.
All's fair in love and war. I'm going Bundles galore.
Oh,
there's a little bit of rhyming, boys.
Taking me on.
There's a little bit of rhyming. I'm a poet, didn't know it. I'm going.
Maybe that's what we should do. We should pick one race each week, and we have to pick something out of there because maybe we might get a bloody winner. Four Dog Field. We'll have one choice each, and watch the fourth that we don't pick get up. And if it was a 3-dog race, the lure would break down. That is how we're going.
Oh, my sweet lord, that was very funny for me. I'm going Bunnings galore for Linda Smithson. $6. That'll get me close to the black again. Boys, it was an honour having Pete O'Neill.
Yep.
Dulcet tones. We've said it 3 times in the show, but he has a voice for radio. Yeah, we'll go lay of the week. Barking Mad. Woof, woof. What is it?
I'm going against the great man. I'm laying Quick Jagger. At the $4, I think it's a good lay from
Why didn't
box.
You tell him when he was on the show?
Because we weren't up to it then.
You're a coward, mate.
No, I'm not.
You wouldn't stand up to a man.
Oh, please. Do you want to go out in the footy field and see what happens?
I meant to say a man on the phone.
Spare me.
Any final thoughts, fellas, as the wheels are well and truly falling
off? You're not going to ask me for my letter today, no. Because what I was going to say was I have balls like Bengali tigers here. I told him what I didn't like in the race, and Campini has absolutely no chance on Saturday night.
So there we go. We've got the great man on, and we've saluted him by potting him. So.
No, I'm not potting him. Sorry, I'm not potting him. Sorry, no, no stage to that. I'm just telling you now, this Campini dog is one of the most over-exaggerated greyhounds in Leicester history, 1 or 2.
Yeah. Okay. Very good. Like it, fellas. The wheels, as I said, have probably fallen off. It's been a longer show. I mean, this is one you probably put in the car and sort of drive to the Greyhound track or wherever you're going to be driving. It's one of those listens. It's probably not one of those go-to-bed listens because there's a little bit too much audible laughter from time to time. But no, wherever you listen to the non-chasers, we are thankful. We must go out on saying get the social stuff in. There hasn't been much. There's been a little bit, but there hasn't been much. So you have a great chance to race a greyhound for $2,000 if you get involved on the social. Just best tweet us in, Instagram us. I know a few of us even started following us on the personals on Instagram.
Yeah, which makes me uncomfortable, but anyway.
True, Gunner. So slide into the DMs, say whatever you want to say. But just get involved in a bit of greyhound chat, and we may or may not pick you for the end of the year to race a greyhound down at Sandown. It's going to be an exciting spectacle, and you'll also be involved in a non-chaser, so make sure you get involved. Fellas, that wraps us up just about.
Like, listen, subscribe.
Like, listen, subscribe. That's, you know, the drill. You know the rest. We're everywhere, mate. You know, we're on Spotify. We're on Apple iTunes. We're on Castle Box or whatever you tweeted
on.
Podcast player. Have heard a lot of people say, why does Andrew Gunner post the non-chasers in a format I can't listen to? he uses an old Nokia 4610.
Well, it's not my problem that there's still Deros that are using Apple iPhone.
Very good. All right, fellas, we'll leave it there. It's been a long show. It's been a great show. Pete O'Neill, thank you very much for coming on, and enjoy your dish liquor action, whether it be at Sandown, whether it be at the Meadows, or over in the west at Cannington on a cool, crisp night over there as a Fremantle doctor comes through the palm trees. As long as you do it responsibly, that's all that matters. See you, boys.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.